Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And today, we're going to be continuing on. This is going to be part two of the Forrest Gump soundtrack. So we're going to be going through disc two today. Last week, we did disc one. So disc two this week. And we're going to continue on with some really cool music. And so let's just get started on it right now. And this one is titled Let's Get Together by The Youngbloods here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Love is but a song we sing, fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. He will surely pay his. When the one that left us yet turns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another. Together, try to love one another right now.
And that That's Let's Get Together by the Youngbloods here on Gippsland FM, and that is from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we are working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. The CGI removal of actor Gary Sinise's legs after his character had them amputated was achieved by wrapping his legs with a blue fabric. I know we briefly mentioned this last week, which later facilitated the work of the Rotopaint team to paint out his legs from every single frame. Now, keep in mind, films at the cinema, it's 24 or 25 frames per second. So for every second, there's 25 frames that they have to paint out. So it's a very tedious job. I'd imagine it was probably a lot easier with computers. But you imagine back in the day how they would have done that by hand?
Yeah. You need a team to do it.
Yes. And I'm sure they probably did. At one point, while hoisting himself into a wheelchair, his legs are used for support, but they obviously cut them out. But the scene where Forrest spots Jenny at the peace rally at the Lincoln Memorial, which is quite an interesting area in itself, in the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., required visual effects to create a large crowd of people. And over 2 days of filming, approximately 1,500 extras were used. Now, Anne, you've done a bit of work as an extra. I mean, can you imagine working with 1,500 people? I know, actually.
Oh, wow.
The grand final, the AFL that you worked on recently, how many extras do you reckon you had on that one?
We had tons.
1,500, I reckon, or?
No, because it was done over 2 days, and I was only there for one day, full day. We would have had a couple of hundred. But then they replicated us. Like, they, you know, did 3D imaging of a couple of us, and they recreated us on a really large scale in.
Yeah, okay. So it's pretty common now.
Yeah.
But at the time when Forrest Gump came out, that was pretty new stuff.
Yeah, and the scene worked pretty well too.
It did, but if you look at it now, especially if you watch it on Blu-ray, I reckon you'd be able to pick it now.
Yeah, I don't watch on Blu-ray because I don't get that technical. I want the illusion still.
I know. You know, that's the whole idea. Yeah. The whole thing is an illusion, but, you know. But,
it is interesting how it's made.
It is. I find that stuff fascinating too. We'll go to the next one. This one is titled San Francisco by Scott McKenzie here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving day. In the streets of San Francisco, gentle. Summertime will be loving there.
And that one is San Francisco by Scott McKenzie here on Gippsland FM. And you're listening to the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we are working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. It's a great movie. Certainly check it out. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times wrote, "I've never met anyone quite like Forrest Gump in a movie before. For that matter, I've never seen a movie quite like Forrest Gump. Any attempt to describe him will risk making the movie seem more conventional than it is. But let me try. It's a comedy, I guess, or maybe a drama, or a dream. The screenplay by Eric Roth has the complexity of a modern fiction. The performance is a breathtaking balance act between comedy and sadness in a story rich in big laughs and quiet truths. What a magical movie." And, I mean, we've spoken about him before,
mm-hmm.
about his reviews. And I know you tend to agree with him a lot.
Not always. Like, some of these things I think, I don't get that at all. But, you know, like, yeah, so other times I think that is how I perceive it too, you know, and it's, yeah, pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, sometimes I really agree with him and other times not at all. But, yeah, so it's I think it's a good way of putting it. It's a magical movie. It's well done.
Yeah, well, I just thought last week, fairy tale is how I describe it.
Yes, that's right. I think that's a really good way of putting it. And Todd McCarthy of Variety wrote in the film that has been very well worked out on all levels and manages the difficult feat of being an intimate, even delicate tale played with an appealing light touch against the epic drap backdrop. So, yeah, nice.
That's high praise from Roger.
I think so, yeah. All right, this is another good one, actually. The whole album today is going to be awesome. Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds here on Gippsland FM on the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Time to refrain from embracing.
and that is Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we are working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. Anthony Lane of The New Yorker called the film a warm rise and wearisome as hell. And Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly said the film reduces the Tullamore of the last few decades into a virtually reality theme park baby boomer version of Disney America. I think that's a positive way of... I think they're trying to be positive.
I don't know. It doesn't sound it to me.
No? I reckon they're trying, but I think they could have worded it better.
I think they're kind of saying it's trite in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, to begin with, I didn't like it when I was younger as much. You
oh,
know,
really?
Like, well, I was over it with Tom Hanks at that point.
Yeah,
you know?
And it was Philadelphia too, by the way. He had the Academy Award for it. It was
right.
This one, then Forrest Gump, then Apollo 13. Yeah. So that was the hat trick.
But and I just didn't really give it enough of a go. But yeah, when I just watch it for what it is, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It's got a lot going for it.
All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, I really like this one. Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In by The Fifth Dimension here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. Mm.
Still
That one is Let the Sunshine In by The Fifth Dimension here on Gippsland FM. And that is from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. Now, Forrest Gump was produced with a budget of $55 million, opened in 1,595 cinemas in its first weekend with a domestic release, earning $24.4 million that first weekend. Now, don't forget, last week I mentioned it made a total of $677 million worldwide.
Yeah, massive.
Isn't that huge?
Mm-hmm.
So it did really well. But for those of you not familiar with my background, I grew up in the film industry. My dad's actually a film director, and he's often told me that for a film to start breaking even with regards to profits, they need to make approximately three times what it cost to manufacture the film, to produce it. So $55 million, so they had to make over $150 million. And they clearly went well beyond that. So they did just well. Very, very fine. Because, the cost of production is actually making the movie, but then you've got to actually promote it. And, and I don't think that's included in the production. That's something separate later on, I think. And you've got to spend a lot. And because I'm studying advertising, and I know how expensive it is to advertise now in traditional media, with TV and newspapers and whatnot, in magazines. It's very expensive. But Forrest Gump was placed first place in the weekend's box office, narrowly beating The Lion King, which also did really well at the time too. I don't have the figures of how well that did, but that one did very well as well. So, it had a bit of a competition there. And should we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Everyone's Talking by Harry Nilsson here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Do you have a lawn that needs mowing? Now you can mow your own lawn thanks to St. Vincent de Paul and Morwell Neighbourhood House. Come down to Morwell Neighbourhood House and borrow the lawnmower from the Lawnmower Bank. This service is free. Make a booking over the phone by calling Tracy or Melinda on 5134 5488 or come into the house and book in person. Our address is 48-50 Beattie Crescent, Morwell. Bookings are essential.
Clearly you enjoy movies. If you want to find great movie reviews, take a look at cinematicrandomness.com. Read reviews of new and old movies by Kevin Beeches across all genres and watch the movie trailers. You can find Cinematic Randomness on Facebook and Twitter. Check out the website, cinematicrandomness.com.
Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, you can subscribe to the Sound of Movies podcast on iTunes or stream online through our website, soundofmovies.com.au.
104.7. Welcome back to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're currently working our way through the soundtrack, or disc two of the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you joined us last week, you would have heard disc one, because it's such a big soundtrack. We wanted to include in both discs, because it's a great soundtrack.
They're both fantastic.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, let's just keep going right away. And this one's titled Joy to the World by Three Dog Night here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world.
And that's Joy to the World by Three Dog Night here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. Now, for the first 10 weeks of its release, Forrest Gump held the number one position at the box office. Now, if you think about it, there are some movies that don't even last 10 weeks at the cinema altogether.
So yeah, that's incredible.
The number one position for 10 weeks, that's really awesome. The film remained in theaters for 42 weeks. Mm. Obviously, it was a $329 million in the US and Canada, making it the fourth highest grossing film at that time, only behind E.T., Star Wars, A New Hope, and Jurassic Park. But I think you could probably add the new Star Wars behind that too.
Yeah.
I would say. So some of the information needs to be updated.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens. Box Office Mojo estimates that the film sold over 78.5 million tickets in the US in its initial theatrical run. So that's pretty good. Yeah. Didn't you say? It
took the box office.
It took it by storm. All right, the next one's an interesting song. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
That one is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas here on Gippsland FM. And actually, that last part of it just sort of reminded me of the TV show Are You Being Served, just the sound of it.
That 1970s sound.
Mm, yes, not my favourite show. I was not a big fan of that one. My parents used to watch it.
Did they? I think of like Fawlty Towers for that period.
Yeah. But I'd watch Fawlty Towers any day over Are You Being Served.
And it might have been a bit later, but still it's 70s.
Yeah. This next song we have coming up for you is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Needs no introduction, even though I just introduced it.
Good song.
From the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
I'm
And that one is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook. And yep. Ash, I wonder if the audience heard you playing your air guitar out there.
No, probably not. No? It's strictly visual.
Ah.
Being audio, no, I'm afraid not. But anyone that becomes a member of Gippsland FM is issued with a free air guitar.
Yeah. And they're invaluable.
They never fail.
No, never break a string.
That's right. Forrest Gump was first released on VHS in April 1995 and a two-disc Laserdisc set in 1995 as well, including Through the Eyes of Forrest, which is a special feature, before it was released on a two-disc DVD in August 2001. Special features included the director and producer commentaries, producer featurettes, and screen tests. Now, I haven't heard the commentary with the director. That would be fascinating. I would really like to listen to that if I get a chance one time. But I have seen the featurette with regards to how they did the wrapping his leg around with the blue screen stuff and rotoscoping it out and stuff, and then adding the obstacles that would be normally in his way had he had regular sized legs and stuff.
Right. I know what to get you for Christmas.
No, you're going to get me this, are you?
Forrest Gump on Blu-ray. Then you can check out, you know, all this stuff that you've been talking about.
No, it's great stuff. Yeah, it's really good. All right, let's go to the next one. And this one is titled, Trucking with Tim would like this one, On the Road Again with Willie Nelson here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
And that's On the Road Again by Willie Nelson here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're working our way through the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
And Ash, didn't your dad shoot on Willie Nelson's property?
Yeah, he did actually. Yeah, that was for Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
His property actually was on the, it was in outside a town called Del Rio in Texas. And it was right on the actual Mexican-US border. He had this property, large property, and that's actually where they built the actual whole town set of Lonesome Dove.
I actually imagine miniseries. That terrain sounds very interesting to me. Different sort of cactus and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, cactus in Arizona.
Oh, is it?
There was no cactus there. Okay. It was all flat. But I can tell you now, if you walked up to the river and crossed it, you would have got across the border. There was nothing there to stop you.
Really?
Yeah, nothing at all. I'm not suggesting people do that, but yeah, there was nothing out there at all.
Wow, I can't imagine.
No. It's crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. I could see right across it. I mean, I could have thrown a rock onto the other side, but there was an orchard on the other side. I was like, oh, I could go and get an orange or something. Hmm. But I was like, no, probably better not.
That sounds very California to me.
Yes. Yeah. But Let's see. Also, the screenplay sequel was written by Eric Roth in 2001. And it's based on the original novel sequel, Gump and Company, written by Winston Groom in 1995. Roth's script begins with Forrest sitting on the bench waiting for his son to return from school. But after the September 11th attacks in 2001, Roth, Zemeckis, and Hanks decided that the story is no longer relevant. So in March 2007, however, it was reported Paramount Pictures took another look at the screenplay, but obviously nothing's really come of it since.
And what you were saying about it was looking at he was waiting for his son to come back. It was little Haley Joel Osment that played his son in the first movie.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The notes were saying that Zemeckis saw him in a Pizza Hut ad or something like that. But for those that are not familiar with his name, you probably better know him as the guy who saw dead people in The Sixth Sense.
Yes, a little boy.
Yeah. And he did a fantastic job in that.
Yeah.
And I loved that movie as well.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen The Sixth Sense, definitely check that one out as well as Forrest Gump if you haven't seen that one as well. Two very different movies, but two movies certainly worth watching. Actually, I reckon they're both worth purchasing too on DVD or Blu-ray if you've got the money and a Blu-ray player.
Well, because you're interested in the technical side, you get to view that a little bit better maybe on the Blu-ray.
Yes, yeah. All right, we've got the next one, Against the Wind by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. That we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owed.
against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against the wind. Well, I'm older now and still running against.
And that's Against the Wind by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Forrest Gump. And if you've been listening to us, you've been watching, listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsett, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're going to have to wrap things up for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We've certainly enjoyed doing the Forrest Gump this week and last week. It's a great film and it's great music, yeah. as you've heard today.
It filled out two shows very adequately.
Easily, very easily, yeah, with all good music. There's a couple of tunes on both discs that we didn't get a chance to play, just simply because we didn't have enough time. But, you know, you can always find the CD somewhere and you can just listen to it then. But I'd like to say thank you to Kevin Beaches from cinematicrandomness.com. He's got his own Facebook page and obviously website. He does a lot of film reviews for the La Trobe Valley Express and the Gippsland newspaper. He covers a lot more movies than what we do. He does a good job. Please check him out. He does awesome. And also we have our own website, soundofmovies.com.au, where you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget you can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. So if you're in iTunes, just do a search for The Sound of Movies and you'll find us. And also we'll hand you over to Ralph next for Blues on the Boil. So what we'll do is leave you with the Forrest Gump theme by Alan Silvestri here on Gippsland FM. This is the only score from the whole movie. So thank you for listening and we'll see you next week.
And have a nice box of chocolates.
See you later.
Bye-bye.